Pat Morris is with the Traffic Safety Division with the Michigan State Police. He's on the other end of our line. Lieutenant, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well. Now, is the Michigan State Police going Hollywood on us? Because they're going to participate in a nationwide commercial about a vehicle enforcement operation. Tell us about this.
That's correct. It's Operation Safe Driver. We've been doing it for about 3 years now. Operation Safe Driver is a joint effort amongst all state agencies across the United States, to include Canada. It's spearheaded by the Commercial Vehicle Safety Alliance, more commonly referred to as CVSA. During this week-long event, it's really an enforcement blitz that focuses on driver behaviors in commercial vehicles. In other words, we're going to be screening vehicles, as we always do, more emphasis will be placed on driving behaviors such as speed, seatbelt, lane usage, following too close, educating the drivers on their no zones so they're aware of their blind spots, which most of them already are, and also checking logbooks for fatigued drivers and things of that nature.
So this is, as you mentioned, commercial vehicles, so a lot of the focus will be on the bigger rigs and the mid-sized trucks?
That's correct. Most will be on commercial motor vehicles, and the threshold really is those vehicles that are 10,000 and 1 pound or greater, both by gross vehicle weight rating and or actual weight. So the larger vehicles being straight trucks and semi-tractor trailers.
You know, you talk about driver fatigue. I always wonder about people who drive those big motor homes, you know, if they're driving maybe too much. Should they consider, you know, the same kind of habits that the drivers use properly when driving the big commercial vehicles?
Well, of course, all drivers should be aware if they're fatigued while driving, regardless of what vehicle you're in. For commercial drivers, though, it is regulated, it is defined by law, the number of hours in which one can drive per day. And they also have to log the amount of hours they are on duty, off duty, sleeper berth, and or driving. So we actually can physically look at those logs and see how long they've been driving for. Now, as far as non-commercial vehicles and those recreational vehicles, again, there is no law that defines the amount of drive time, but all drivers out there are encouraged to obviously pull over and rest if you feel fatigue while driving.
If we see someone driving erratically, or maybe we think something is suspicious about a commercial vehicle, should we call that in?
Absolutely. If it's something that is suspicious or obviously inherently dangerous to the motoring public around that particular vehicle, the most appropriate course of action would be able to call 911, and 911 can dispatch whether it be a local, county, or state police unit to that location to intervene that vehicle and see if there is a problem, because it could be a medical issue. Obviously, we could have drivers out that are drunk or drugged, fatigued drivers. There's multiple things that could happen in that situation.
The nationwide commercial vehicle enforcement operation starts Sunday. The Michigan State Police will be taking part in that. The motor carrier officers will join the Commercial Vehicle Safety Alliance and the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration for Operation Safe Driver. Now, will it just be specifically the officers that deal with motor carrier officers, or will other state police officers be looking on the lookout for the same thing?
Well, both our motor carrier officers and troopers. Troopers are always out there as well, and the motor carrier officers will have a more defined focus on that. Both will be on our highways in visibility and in enforcement capacity during this week-long blitz. I'd also like to mention, though, our counterparts at the local and county levels, there are motor carrier officers out there that are local officers as well as county officers, and they will also be joining us in this effort.
All right, Lieutenant Pat Morris is with the Traffic Safety Division with the Michigan State Police. Thanks so much for your time, sir.
You're welcome, Tony. Have a good day.